This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. The National Elections Commission has announced that the presidential runoff election between Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party and George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change will take place on December 26. Our reporter Augustine Hammerberg was at NEC headquarters and explains more.
The commissioner for NEC, Jerome Kokoya, just addressed the nation in a rather short message. He spoke for a minute just to inform the public that campaign is now open for the runoff elections between the Coalition for Democratic Change and the Unity Party. That elections will be held on December 26. December 26, Liberians will be going to the polls to vote in the runoff election.
Augustine Hammerberg. The Ministry of Health says it is unaware of an outbreak of a strange disease in Monrovia. There are media reports of an outbreak of a strange skin disease in Monrovia. The ministry's director of communications, Sopo George, said the county health team has not notified the ministry with regards to the outbreak. Sopo noted that the ministry is capable of handling any case of an outbreak whenever such occur. He added that there was no need for the public to panic. The executive director of National Commission on Disability has called for the rights and protection of people with disabilities. Rokadia Dennis said most often people with disabilities face discrimination and barriers that restrict them from participating in society on an equal basis with others every day, something she said violates the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Madam Dennis, who served as keynote speaker at this year's International Human Rights Day, called on the government and partners to address the challenges faced by the disabled community and create legislations that will include and protect persons with disabilities. Rokadia Dennis also condemned all forms of violence against women and children as International Human Rights Day officially closed the 16 days of activism on gender-based violence. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UN has warned of a rise in trafficking of the synthetic opioid Tramadol across West Africa, as one official revealed it has been found in the pockets of suicide bombers. The UN's Office on Drugs and Crime says seizures of the drug have skyrocketed since 2013, from 300 kilograms to more than 3 tons a year. In September, 3 million pills in UN-logoed boxes were found in Niger. The opioid is known to be popular with Islamist militants Boko Haram. And a South Sudan MP said more than 170 people died last week in clashes between two sub-clans. Local MP Daura Mabotani added that the violence in the Western Lakes region has also seen more than 200 people injured. According to a BBC correspondent, despite clashes being relatively common, the toll from the latest outbreak is shocking. It has prompted President Salva Kiir to declare a state of emergency. Mr. Kiir also authorized the army to use force if armed civilians did not lay down their weapons peacefully. The violence involves armed youth from two rival Dinka subclans who first clashed on December 6. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.org. UNmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or twitter/UNMIL News. I am Barberson Harris. Good morning.